It feels strange recording this message instead of standing in front of you. It is interaction with a live audience that encourages a speaker, but we are living in strange times at the moment. We are unable to pop out for a meal or for a coffee with family and friends. We can't go out as and when we please. We can, however, come into the presence of our Father in heaven. We can never be separated from His love, presence, provision, or protection. The one thing we can look forward to when this is all over, what a celebration we will have. Last year, Julie and I set up a WhatsApp group for our street to encourage people to engage with each other as friends, not just as neighbours. It is really coming to its own during our enforced isolation. The site is buzzing with help for each other. If anyone has a need, they put it on the site. Someone always has the answer. Of course, it isn't all good news. Some of us have lost loved ones or friends to the virus. They're able to share this and know that there are friends out there supporting them and sharing in their grief. The upside is we are already planning a street party for when this is all over. This morning I want to look at Psalm 23. I'm reading from the NIV. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is King David remembering his youth when he was trained and worked as a shepherd. He is remembering all that he was taught. I want to go through part of this psalm in the eyes of an earthly shepherd and what this meant, also what it means for us. Verse 2, He makes me lie down in green pastures. Sheep will only lie down if they feel safe and secure. So the shepherd not only had to find the luscious, greenest pasture, but a safe and secure one. Safety and security are at the forefront of our thinking at this time of the virus pandemic the world is going through. We need to be more vigilant about our health and well-being, and the well-being of those around us. I think one thing this situation has brought home to us is how many simple pleasures we take for granted. Going out for coffee with loved ones and friends. Being able to just pop to the shops whenever you wanted, even if it was only to browse. But most of all, the lack of availability of some basic food items. Verse 2 continues, He leads me beside still waters. Sheep do not like fast flowing water. Again, the shepherd had to find water that was still and quiet. Flowing waters held a fascination for mankind since creation. Villages and towns were sited near to water sources. They were seen as a source of food as well as for cleanliness. They were trading centres visited by boat. They also enabled the spread of news throughout the area. Word of mouth was the only means of communication at that time. He refreshes my soul. Some Bible versions say He restores my soul. Sheep are notorious for taking flight. If one runs, they would all run. A good shepherd would always be on the lookout for any unrest among the lambs in his flock. He would restore calm as quickly as he could. The older sheep would have been a helpier, as they would have seen many false alarms in the past. they were more likely to watch their shepherd for leadership. This would have calmed their lambs. They wouldn't be in a hurry to leave their mothers. We are representatives of our good shepherd. We need to show the same calming presence as a shepherd. Be the calming voice in times of turmoil. This all speaks of a relationship. The flock would know the shepherd's presence and the sound of his voice. They would feel safe and secure in his care. The shepherd would always have the flock's best interest at heart. They would have the safest, greenest pasture to graze and quiet water from which to drink. He would always be with them, watching over them for any sign of predators or other dangers. Even if danger approaches, they would look to him for guidance. His rod and staff would be their comfort, even though they didn't appreciate it at the time. He would lead them out of harm's way. They would be his flock, his charges, and his sole responsibility. I think sometimes a shepherd's job is seen as a lowly one, that anyone could do it. Having thought about it and looking at it for this morning, it is a very serious and responsible job. In the Christmas story, we are told that shepherds were amongst the first people to be told of the birth of the new king. That doesn't speak of someone who is seen as lowly. David was reflecting all of this in this psalm to show how our Heavenly Father wants to have a close relationship with his flock, his charges, his children, us. We are always seen as children in our Heavenly Father's eyes. No matter how many earthly years we are, he always sees us as a child, not just in this life, but for eternity. We need to know his presence, his voice, his provision, and his protection. This is the relationship our good shepherd wants to have with every one of his flock. He will give us safe pastures to lie down in. He will lead us by quiet waters. He will lead us to the well of his living water. We will never thirst again. The second part of verse 3, he guides me along the right path for his name's sake. God knows the right path for our lives to live out our lives for him and his purposes. It is up to us to seek his heart and will for our lives. Although at times it doesn't seem like it, he has a plan for each of our lives. We are called for a purpose. We have a job to do. We have the ultimate supervisor and trainer to show us where he wants us to be and what role we have in our church and in his kingdom. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Trust and relationship. In these days of coronavirus and lockdowns and separation, we are secure in our relationship with our Creator, our Heavenly Father. If we look and see only one set of footprints, it is because our Father is carrying us. The most important five words in this psalm are at the start of verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. Then it gets even better. Verse 5. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Because of God Christ's teaching on loving your enemies, wouldn't they be invited to share this table? This is the time we will be most vulnerable. When we sit down to eat, our defences will be at their lowest. We will be distracted by the sumptuous banquet set before us. This wouldn't just be in the presence of our enemies, but also in the presence of our Lord, as the rest of this verse says. You anoint my head with oil. It was a custom, if you were an honoured guest, your host would anoint you with oil. Sheep were also anointed with oil, as a deterrent to parasites, fleas and ticks. So being anointed with oil wasn't just a blessing, it was a protection from what the world threw at us. It is also about being set apart for God, a special calling, a confirmation of his love and presence. We are forever an honoured guest. Even though we are his child, our Father delights in anointing us with oil. My cup overflows. Again, the custom was that the guest cup would never be empty. Our father doesn't just overflow our cup. He keeps it overflowing, no matter how much we drink of it. In Luke 6:38, it says, "A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." This is God's abundance for us. Our cup never runs dry. In 1 Kings 17, we have the story of Elijah and the widow. He promises her that her flour and oil wouldn't run out. Verse 16, "For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah." We need to stand on this promise now, as there is shortage of flour in the shops. "Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." We could also say, "Surely his presence will follow us for our lives, for eternity." We will never be alone. His love, his presence, his provision, and his protection will surround us always. How doth the Lord is my shepherd look to us? Florian recently shared the video of the Mormon man who tried to evangelize a Baptist minister, but ended up being evangelized for Christ instead. He was given a Bible and told to read it as a child. This is where we need to be childlike. Where this psalm speaks of green pastures and quiet waters, what would your reaction be if this was your earthly father taking you there? Wouldn't you kick off your shoes, run around playing hide and seek, turn cartwheels, perhaps paddle in the water, maybe even swim, but constantly safe and secure because your father was watching over you? This is how God wants us to be when we come to his presence. Free as a child, full of joy and excitement at our surroundings. We need to know his presence. His voice is unconditional, unfailing love for us, his flock, his charges, his children. We can climb onto his lap, feel his loving arms around us, hear the rumble of his laughter as we share the good times, hear the calming, soothing whisper of his voice as we share the bad times. Most of all, we feel the gentle kiss that chases all our cares and worries away during the worst times. Because of who he is, each of us is the apple of his eye, his special one, his only child. Each of us has his full attention whenever we need it, knowing he is always with us. We sing a song with the lyrics, "Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working." What an awesome God we serve. Before I close in prayer, I'd like to read the psalm again. If you have your Bible with you, can we say the psalm together? "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." This is a relatively short psalm, only 6 verses, but full to overflowing with our good shepherd's love for his flock. I said earlier that we are called for a purpose. What am I called to do? Who do I need to be a waymaker for, so that they can come into the fold of the good shepherd? What miracles does he want me to bring to someone, so they know how much the Heavenly Father loves them? What promises can I share with them so that they know all his promises are yes and amen? As I carry his light to the world, who do I need to bring light to so they no longer walk in shadow, but walk in the knowledge and glory of his presence? We can rest in green pastures, as our good shepherd says, "Rest, my child, Rest, my child, rest. Enjoy the delights of my creation, the smell of the grass and the flowers, the shelter of the trees, sounds of birds singing their song of glory to me, sunlight dancing on the water, gently warming you as you rest. Rest, my child, rest. I am with you now and for always. You are never alone. Rest, my child, rest. Let's just take some time right now just to rest in his presence, secure in his unconditional, unfailing, outrageous love for us. Rest, my child, rest. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your presence, your provision, your protection. But most of all, Lord, we thank you for your love. A love we don't deserve, a love we can't earn, a love we can't buy. A love poured out over us in abundant measure, measure we can't begin to comprehend. Father, as we climb upon your lap, we hear the beat of your heart. We look into your eyes and see the joy and excitement as we share ourselves with you. Father, we thank you that you are our waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. We can ask for anything in your name, and it will be given. Father, you know our needs this morning before we ask. Whatever we are going through, may we first of all know you as our good shepherd. We ask all this in your glorious, mighty name. Amen. Bless you all. Keep well. Keep safe. Start planning the celebration we will have when all this is over.